Hello. Welcome to another edition of Love Notes with Dr. Nicole Beasley. I have heard teachers say, thought is not personal. Don't take your thoughts personally. And been so confused, what are they talking about? I'm reading a book by Diana Stanley called The Human Experience. And in it, she says, if the thought, the government is after me, popped into our head, not many humans would believe it. Attention would not fixate on that thought, because it is not believed to be personal. That's really extraordinary. I want you to make a list of all the thoughts that pop into your head that you listen to that feel bad. I'm too fat. I'm too thin. I don't like these wrinkles. I've failed. I'm not good enough. Someone's going to hurt me. Someone's going to hurt my children. My life is too hard. Make a list. I hear Diana saying, none of these thoughts are personal. They aren't about you. They aren't meaningful. They're like the thought, the government is after me. It's just something that comes into your head. Let it go. It only comes alive because we give it our attention. This is really profound. All this noise in our minds, all this noise, what if it's not personal? My favorite Zen teacher, Sherry Huber, said something to me one time, something to the Sangha. Thoughts that you give your attention to show up again and again. There's a running tape in your head, she calls it self-hatred, that says not very friendly things. And it keeps playing because you keep looking at it. Thoughts that we don't give our attention to come pass through the sky of our mind and fly on. What would your life be like if you stopped taking your thinking personally? If you no longer thought it had anything to do with you. A thought shows up and you just let it go. Nothing to listen to. Doesn't have any useful information. Let it go. Here's my guess about what would happen to me in my life. If I let a lot of my thinking go, I would be experiencing peace and well-being. I would be enjoying my life. Most of the moments of my life, everything is fine. I would be experiencing being. Fine. I only follow my thinking because it seems like it's important. How about you? I say this to my clients and I fully believe it, but it doesn't mean it's easy for me to do it either. Any thought that does not come with a good feeling is not a thought to dwell in. There is a wisdom in us that comes out of the quiet. It comes with a peaceful feeling. One of my friends calls it love. It's a presence that she calls love. Thoughts that feel like love can unfold in a helpful direction. I don't know about you, but I'm more and more interested in dwelling in love, letting thought be impersonal. What a leap of faith. Letting it fly through the sky of my mind. May you be well. May you experience your wellness. May you fall out of your thinking. Until the next time.